This is Senator Al Simpson. My old pal Dick Cheney is really shaking him up at the Pentagon. Waste and the bloated spending practices of old will be hitting the trail. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Dick Cheney made a very courageous and responsible move. He has recommended honest spending cuts for the department he heads, the Department of Defense. Budget pressures and a declining military threat in Eastern Europe have led our thoughtful defense leader to realize that at last it could actually be time to pare back our defenses. Although plans for the eventual cuts he has recommended will be bone deep, I can assure you that Dick Cheney will be most careful not to throw service personnel out on the streets who have signed up for peacetime military service. And yet we all need to be prepared for where the real cuts will fall in 92. In typical Cheney stellar fashion, Dick has faced the problem of Pentagon spending head on. He chose to deal with the problems before overspending and budget gimmickry get to all of us. My hat is off to him, Ted. Why don't you join me in a paean of praise for Secretary Cheney, Ted?
Al, Secretary Cheney is following some famous old advice. When you're about to be run out of town, get out in front and make it look like a parade. For months, the Bush administration and Pentagon planners have been pushing Cold War military budgets while the Cold War collapses around them. The escalating defense spending of the Reagan years was already under heavy downward pressure because of the massive federal budget deficit. Now, with Gorbachev and Glasnost in the Soviet Union, and democracy suddenly breaking out in Eastern Europe, even the most die-hard defenders of runaway military spending are getting the message. We're moving beyond the era of blank checks for the Pentagon. It may well be that 1989 is the last year of Cold War budgets, and that 1990 will be the first year of deep post-Cold War cuts in military spending. It can't come too soon, Al. We have priorities to meet at home, and they've been neglected for too long. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off next on apartheid in South Africa. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.